The challenge of staffing an EMS service 24/7 for rural communities in Wisconsin is a universal concern. Government officials at all levels throughout our region are dealing with the challenge and trying to find answers. It is one of 2014's key issues in Richland County. A recent city-county ad hoc meeting brought together many of the stakeholders in the issue. The goal of the meeting was to move the conversation of the issue forward at all levels in the county. Darren Gudgeon is Richland County EMS director.
I think that's the goal out of this, was to bring all the leaders, all of the decision makers of each unit of government to the table and have really straightforward, honest, transparent communications on here's the issues and here's some ideas. Then they take that back and discuss that at their township meeting, at their village council meeting, or at the city council meeting, and decide what they want to do for their constituents. And that's the idea behind this ad hoc committee. It doesn't have any power per se to make a decision, but as you could see that night at that meeting, it certainly has the power to bring all the people together so that we can get some good ideas going and come up with a solution for everybody.
Gudgeon believes that every resident of Richland County, regardless of their address or primary EMS service, needs to be informed because EMS plays a critical role in the life of every single resident.
I think the best thing to do for anybody when they're trying to make a decision is to educate themselves on the issue and on the system. It's very easy for one to compare without really knowing one service to another. And I'll just use the fire service, for instance. We're just as blessed in Richland County with volunteer fire services as we are volunteer EMS services. And we do work together. We do some training together and exercises. And we certainly rely on the fire department for different types of calls, extrications, and lifting assistance. And I know that they rely on us when they're at an extended structure fire and need that EMS support. However, the two are completely different. And so sometimes people will look at EMS and see it as a fire service. And although our mission and public safety is similar, call volume, training, and time demands are a little bit different. And so I think the number one thing would just be for the public to embrace what's going on or get engaged, involved, and educate yourself just like you were if you were going to go to the voting, you know, go vote. You do your homework on the individual candidates because you want to make an informed decision. And I think that would be what the public would be a good idea for the public. And I certainly am willing to be an asset and a resource to anybody that would like to sit down and discuss EMS or point them in different directions of where they could educate their on their own. Because I certainly don't want to skew anyone's idea. I just want the facts to get out there, and I want EMS to continue to survive in Richland County.
The City-County Ad Hoc Committee meeting provided information on potential ambulance service options ranging from the current county-run service to a county-run blended crew of volunteers and paid staff to the creation of an ambulance district to contracting with a paid service. Darren Gudgeon hopes personally there will always be a role for volunteers.
I hope, and I really want to be able to sustain some kind of a volunteer present at EMS because I've been doing this since 1997, and my first 8 years of doing this was as a volunteer. And I think there's always something special about volunteer EMS versus career. And there's some good folks out there that do this as a career, and it's not a knock on them. Doolittle was his name. He did the Doolittle raid in World War II against the Japanese. And he made a comment that he said, there's nothing stronger than that of the heart of a volunteer. And I think that really comes into EMS as well. So we want to maintain that volunteer presence, but we're going to have to consider looking at hiring some full-time staff, 3-4 people, to supplement them so that we can ensure that every time somebody calls 911, a crew is going to respond in a very timely manner.
Each of the potential options for the future of EMS in Richland County have merit. Each has its pitfalls.
Certainly with a district, there's pros and cons to that. And in our meeting in, I believe it was December, I outlined the pros and cons because that's the proper thing to do. You look at all the options. Not everything is going to be a con. It has something to bring to the table. Right now, EMS for Richland County has the administrator is myself, and then we have Jean Rice, who's my program secretary. She is part-time emergency management and part-time EMS. If you track her hours, basically Monday through Friday, she's EMS billing every day. It's talking to insurance companies. It's talking to patients, patients' families, lawyers, hospitals that we might have sent a patient to or got forwarded on to. All of the reporting to the state, the reconciliation of records and everything. It's a full-time job. We're a busy service. You can compare EMS to EMS, but you can't compare one service to another. EMS is not the fire service. Completely different animal, completely different function. So if it were to go to a district, there would be the potential for the district to have to look at hiring for that billing piece. And then what do we do as far as the service director, which is the role I play? Right now, it's a combined role. And the benefit to that is there's federal monies from both the Department of Homeland Security and EPA that pay a portion of my salary and a portion of Gene's salary, which allows us to keep the cost of running the ambulance service lower. There's some weeks that I do nothing but EMS, and there's other weeks that I do nothing but emergency management. If you split the two out, that additional hours running the ambulance service could be an additional cost incurred to the district.
A concern for many local officials at the ad hoc committee meeting was the potential of using tax dollars in the future to help support the EMS service. The concern is by far the greatest for officials who are already using tax dollars to support their own local EMS because they are not covered by the Richland County Ambulance Service and would, in essence, be subject to double taxation.
That is an important issue that needs to be addressed. And double taxing anybody is not the mission of the county board. And I'm certainly not going to support doing that as well. And we have the tools right now in place to be able to map out address points within a service area, and there won't be any issue as far as double taxation. I had mentioned earlier that the Richland County Ambulance Service doesn't cover the entire county. For instance, the town of Forest is covered for EMS services by the village of Viola or Kickapoo Rescue Squad. And so therefore, if, and it's an if, there's a decision to attempt to use tax dollars to support a service, no tax dollars are going to be taken from the towns that we don't serve. So Forest Township, the village of Viola, Westford Township, or the village of Cazenovia, the area along the river in Ridgewood Township, we don't have any territory there. And certainly even the partial townships, we have a way of identifying those that are in the service district and those that are outside the service district. And so that whatever is done, it's going to be fair and equitable, and there will be no double taxing of anybody in Richland County.
Darren Gudgeon says he appreciates local officials' concern that local units of government have a say in the decisions that will be made regarding the future of EMS in Richland County.
Yes, absolutely. Wisconsin's a home rule state, and I've had the opportunity to get a good understanding of home rule through emergency management with the disasters, the flooding and stuff that we've had. Some people have a different opinion of it. Here's my opinion. Township, village, or city councils, that's probably one of the truest forms of government left in our country. And the decision-making has to be, in my opinion, left up to them. They have the ultimate say on what services and what functions they want to bring in. And so that's why it's so important that this be a partnership between all the units of government. You have an ambulance service that's run by the county. It provides services to the city, two villages, and 13 townships with no tax dollars supporting it. We certainly can't make any changes to that without the leadership of all the units of government discussing it and coming to an agreement and then acting upon that agreement within their own unit of government.
One possible outcome of the ad hoc committee meeting last week is that a smaller committee will be formed that will bring representatives to the table from all levels in the county to assess the current needs and evaluate the needed response. And it seemed there was agreement last week that decisions need to be made that will not only address the present concerns, but leave Richland County well prepared for the future. Next Friday, March 7th, we will continue our discussion on this issue on our morning show on WRCO-FM when Janetta Kirkpatrick and Fred Clary of the Richland County Board will join Darren Gudgeon as our guests. For WRCO News, I'm Ron Fruit.